أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لطيف بعباده يرزق من يشاء وهو القوي العزيز. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those that make hujjat, those that argue regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they seek that the day of Qiyamah comes earlier than it is. Allah Rabbul Izzat did a comparison to those who have brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat and they fear for the day of Qiyamah. In this first ayat, Allah says, Allahu latifun bi'ibadi. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is kind and benevolent to His servants. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. Allah grants provisions to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. When we look at this ayat of the Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He is latif, He is most kind to His servants. Otherwise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is kind to the whole of His makhluk and His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants sustenance to each and every one. The point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes here is that there is a very special kindness, there is a very special benevolence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants upon His servants. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful, al-aziz, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most mighty. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most powerful and most mighty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant sustenance, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers the sustenance wherever that banda, wherever that servant is. There are those commentators that reminded us in this ayat that if you look at these words, that Allah is most kind, then we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give a person his sustenance one shot when he has come into this world. Imagine all the different foods that we eat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to us all together at the time of our birth or any time later, the difficulty we would have had in storage, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it as per need and necessity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us our sustenance wherever we are. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so to say, delivers it. And hence in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed His kindness upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed His compassion upon us. Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, he narrates from Haji Imdadullah Makki, this is not a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or this is not the saying of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but this was the experience of the pious elders. Haji Imdadullah Makki rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if anybody recites this ayah 70 times every morning, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make his rozi, Allah will make his sustenance easy. That is ayat number 19 of Surah Shura. If we recite it 70 times in the morning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make our rozi, our sustenance easy. In the next ayat, Allah says, Man kana yuridu harthal akhirah, nazid lahu fi harthi. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah delivered our rozi, our sustenance. Whatever it is, Allah has given it. Whether a person is in a state of iman, whether a person is not in the state of iman, a person is pious, impious, obedient, disobedient, whatever our condition is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees to our sustenance. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that whoever desires harth al-akhirah, the tilth of the hereafter, nazid lahu fi harthi, then we will increase for him in his tilth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows another aspect and another dimension, that your rozi comes to you in this world. So let it come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has designed it, Allah has designated it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed it, that is going to come. You turn your heart towards the hereafter, and you desire the hereafter. And when you begin to desire the hereafter, You carry out the amal and the deeds that will grant you success in the hereafter. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continue to give you your rosy in this world. And insofar as the matters of the hereafter is concerned, one deed we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it 10 times. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it 10 times, Allah will multiply it 700 times, and Allah will multiply it whatever Allah ta'ala so desires, for whomever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. So that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the material world needs of ours, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the needs of the hereafter. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And whoever desires the tilth of the dunya, of this material world, then that also we will grant to them. Now in other ayahs of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah can give it to us cash also if Allah so desires. Allah will give us everything over here. It is what we desire and what we cherish and how we work for it. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And for such a person, there will be no nasib, there will be no share for that person in the hereafter. So here in these two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us that He has undertaken our rozi, undertaken to see to our sustenance and our needs, and that is from Allah Rabbul Izzat, because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness. We need to turn towards Allah, we need to turn our hearts towards the hereafter, and become desirous of that. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also increase that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that. If we desire this world, Allah will grant this dunya, but that is to come to us, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so desired, and Allah ta'ala has so apportioned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha.